Not a continuation. All right, Mishenichnas Adam Marv Besimcha Rabbi Yisai. We've been waiting for this day. You know, the whole first Adar, everyone was the Machlekes. It is Adar, it's not Adar. You know, one Rosh Hashiva told his Bachrim, and he holds his Shvat Beis, you know, because he doesn't want to get all, you know, all worked up with Baruch Hashem here. So I think now, according to everybody, even the Menalim have no choice but to be Maida, that it's Adar. And Simcha is the way to go. But the question is, what Simcha is? Maybe I'll ask you a question, why is Simcha connected to Purim? There was a Nes. There was Nisim on Pesach, there was Nisim on Hanukkah. What's the Simcha of Purim that is going to take you and your life forever? That with Simcha, you will be Zoicha to succeed. So I want to share with you this Simcha, what it is. And now this is, the Simcha is because this is our only hope. This is how we survived till today. And this, that's why it's Marbim B'Simcha. The Simcha is that we know we're always going to be around. Every other nation has to worry that who knows what's going to happen to them. We spoke about a Hanukkah, and I don't want to do it again. Whatever I'm going to say, if I get into the video, I'm getting nervous now. I realize that everyone remembers everything. But like Hanukkah, I said, you know, the Ganze Greeks turned into Greek yogurt. You know, that's all that's left. And all the other nations in the world have nothing left, and somehow Klal Yisrael doesn't stop. What's the secret? The secret we learned on Purim. And I want to share with you a Gemara, a story that tells us when things changed. When did things change that we were going to get killed till we became in the Megillah? Achashverosh says, take Haman, put him on a Bekeshev and a Shtraimel with the Ganze Maisa. That's how I learned it already in my Cheder. Everyone has a different way of learning it. And go around, put him on a horse, and announce, this is a Yid that Hashem loves. But let me tell you what happened on the way. Haman walks into the room. What do you think Mordechai is doing? Three guesses. He was saying, sure. He actually, on Shuldik, I apologize, he was in the middle of davening. He had said, sure, earlier. He went over to the Bachram. And he asked the Bachram, what did Mordechai say, sure, on today? And he was expecting, I'll tell you, just I happen to know Haman was expecting to hear that he said a shir in Hilchos Kiddush Hashem, how you die al Kiddush Hashem. He was like, he was convinced. What, at that point, the Gezeirah was out. And the Bachram tell him, actually, we were learning the sugya of Kemitza. We were learning about Metzim and the Beis Hamikdash is going to get built. How did it bring a Karb Mincha? And there was nothing in the world that Haman wanted to hear less. He thought at that point, Klal Yisrael was threw in the towel already. Finished. When they put the pistol to your head, scream out Shema Yisrael, that was the Shir Mestom and the Mordechai gave. And they told him, no, we're learning a Metashem. The Beis Hamikdash is going to be built. How to make a Kemitza? Haman was devastated. And you know what he said? He said these words. Your Kemitza that you're learning about took all my 10,000 shkalim and pushed it all away. I said, what was Haman's aspire? Haman could not believe what he heard. These people have a noose hanging around their neck. They're dying. Mordechai knows very well what's up at stake here. Klal Yisrael's getting killed. He has the ability to walk into a shir room. And not only that, the godless of Mordechai and the Bachrim knew what sugi they were learning. But I say, a lot less has to happen after shir one day for Bachrim not to know what the Rebbe said, right? So let's say there's a trip right after a shir. Not in this yeshiva, but let's say in other cities out there. There's a trip after. You watch Bachrim already again. Yeah, we're leaving. We're going to the Shabbaton, right? You're leaving 10 minutes after. I'm doing shir. You were almost not listening. Someone came over to you and goes, what did your Rebbe say in shir today? I'm getting. You remember something I'm getting, right? And that would already be considered pretty successful. They walk into the room and they ask the Bachrim, what did you have shir on today? He's a Bachrim that know they're getting killed in a couple of weeks. And the Bachrim told them exactly what they learned. Haman said, oy vey, I'm finished. If Klal Yisrael could continue learning, and they're not nervous, they're sitting and learning their Torah, I am in trouble, I'm not going to win. And he told him, right then, he admitted to Mordechai, it's a hopeless cause. Klal Yisrael is going to be lenetzach netzachim. When we have the ability to connect to the Torah, and we're unfazed by what's going around us, that's where the nitzchias is. Give you another example. I don't know how many of you know this Gemara. It's a Gemara in Bava Metzia, a very famous story. There's machlokes between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua about a certain oven. If it's good or no good. Can't go through the whole story now. But Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua, if it's good or no good, and Rabbi Elazar held he was right, and Lamaisa, all the Chacham held he was wrong. So Rabbi Elazar says, if I'm right, I want that the tree that's right outside should rip itself out and go. This is a longer Gemara. And guess what happens? Tree rips itself out, psh, carob tree, and goes flying. Pretty impressive. What does Rabbi Yeshua say? I'm not impressed with trees. What? Trees uprooting. So there's a river going one way, and he says, if I'm right, the water should start going upstream instead of downstream. Pretty cool. Guess what happened? Water went upstream. And the Gemara continues. It got a little personal. He says, if I'm right, the walls of his mantle should cave in. And guess what happened? The walls started caving in. It's getting pretty... And Rabbi Yeshua tells the walls, stop. And guess what? The walls stop. And Gemara says, the walls didn't go up because of his covenant. The walls didn't go down because of Rabbi Yeshua's covenant. The walls stayed standing. Okay, that we'll leave that. And then a Baskel comes out. Not impressed. So Eliyahu HaNavi, they met Eliyahu HaNavi. They asked Eliyahu HaNavi, what's Hashem doing? And he says, Hashem is saying, Nitzchuni Banai Nitzchuni. Pashup Shan that Gemara is, my children win me over, which means I hold Allah as one way, you win me over. The Maritz Chiyas on that Gemara learns that the word Nitzchuni means Nitzchiyas. What does Nitzchiyas mean? Eternity. Because Baruch Hu says, if walls could cave in and trees could go flying, rivers going backwards, and if Yeshua says, I don't care, because the Gemara says, the Pasuk says, Achir Av Lahatas, because Baruch Hu says, my Torah is forever. Nothing's ever. When do you know that Torah is going to be around forever? When people are not fazed by anything that's going around. They connect to the Torah. Everybody said, that's our guarantee. This is what Mordechai, this is what Haman saw. And sure enough, from that day on, everything went downhill. Everybody said. There's all these stories in the Holocaust that everyone heard. My friend said a very famous story. But I see my shas, I don't want to date myself over here. But I heard it from him, I don't know, probably 21 years ago, 28 years ago, you know, it depends. I don't know, a multiple of seven, but I don't know exactly which one. He said a very famous story about a Rabbi Aaron Paperman, who was a chaplain for the American Army. And he walked into a deep, in one of the concentration camps after he liberated, and he met a Baba B'chassid named Mr. Seiger, Baba B'chassid. And he went over to me, he goes, my job was here, I'm sent by the American government to give you whatever you need. Medicines, food, this. And the guy tells him, anything and anything, he says, I need a Baba Kama. So Paperman says, he figured this guy's a little deranged. He just went through the Holocaust, you know. He says, yeah, but socks, it's cold, you know, maybe, you know, he needs new shoes. He says, no, Baba Kama. He says, I got a whole truck outside of stuff, but no Baba Kamas in there. That's not what the American government gave me to give you. He gave a list of 100 items he could have. So the guy said, yeah, you don't have Baba Kama? Fine, I don't need anything else. He says, but you don't need that? He goes, this is what I need. So Paperman says he was so taken. American boy. He was so taken that he said, I'm going to find. He went to a library in Prague. He made himself crazy. He came back. He gave it to the Yid, and the Yid says, he hugged him and kissed him and goes, that's all I need. He says, for 5 years, I'm sitting in a concentration camp. And I was trying to rack my brain to remember what the Gemara said on a certain daf. And I just couldn't do it. Shkoyach! And he sat down with his Gemara and forgot to ask for medicine, for food. And Rabbi Paperman then said, he realized then, everyone was saying, Klai Yisrael's not going to last. Klai Yisrael's going strong. We're not going anywhere. If a Yid could go to a concentration camp, he had bruises, everything over his foot, and all he needed was a Baba Kama, they get so mad when they see this. So some of you are thinking to yourself, maybe this is something that happened in Europe, maybe something that happened by the Tanaim. So I'm going to share with you something very close that happened this week. And I want you to take the chizik out of it. Okay? This past Sunday night, there was a siyum. My Rav spoke at the siyum, and my Rav said, it is the chashuv to siyum since the days of Chasimas HaTalmud, since Ravina Rav Ashi. He holds. Not only he said that, but there were many gedolim that said it was the biggest, most chashuv siyum ever. You want to know why I didn't hear about it? So it was a by invitation event only. It happened to be with very close family friends. I got an invitation. I really had a cheshi to go. It was Sunday afternoon. Many Gedolei Yisrael were there. Let me tell you the story. This Yid's name is Rav Avram David Weiss. He's a Yid that 13 years ago, he's 45 years old. He was diagnosed with something called ALS. Layaleinu v'layaleichem, you should never know anyone with this illness. ALS means your entire body shuts down. It's a neurodegenerative illness. For almost 13 years now, nothing works in his body. He cannot move a thing besides his eyeballs. Shadavim for him, David ben Sarah Bluma. Unfortunately, his eyeballs are starting to give way, and he was in Boston now for an eye doctor. Very serious. 13 years, cannot move anything. Respirator, not one thing in his body is working. All his muscles die. For some reason, the Chesed Hashem, the brain does not get affected. His communication is with his eyeballs. He looks at a computer during the week, and they know what he's looking at, and they record it, and so he could talk. When I walked into this house, wants to visit him, he said, "Who's here?" I almost fell off my chair, because you look at him, he can't move. But he looks at a computer that says, "Who's here?" And his voice, there's a voice that says, "Who's here?" No one in his situation lived more than 2 years, 3 years, kimat. For a very simple reason. You have no reason, you get sick. This year, made a second Siyum Hashas. He has chavrusas around the clock. Again, no communication, nothing. He's on oxygen, food tube, nothing. And this year, made a Siyum Hashas. They said over that a couple of weeks before the Siyum, he was phenomenal. He said, "There's a certain Gemara, I want to chazer again." He's communicating this with him. You think about this. And you think to yourself, this is what they said, the incredible nitzchis of Klal Yisrael. So I know what some people are thinking, Nebuch. So I want to tell you, my Rav Schlesinger spoke at this thing, and he quoted Rav Aaron Schechter, came to visit this Yid last summer. I want to tell you the words, he's one line from Rav Aaron Schechter that he quoted. Rav Aaron Schechter said, "I never dreamt that I will one day see a Yid living the world's biggest Gehenim, and he's having an absolute Gan Eden in it." This is the words of Ravanja. And Rav Schlesinger said when he heard those words, he mamish, this Yid is pumping. It sounds crazy. Be'ez Hashem, one day, if we ever get a yeshiva trip to Muncie, many yeshivas, many bachrim go visit him, or I'll take you into him, you'll be in a shteimim from this Yid. He probably has no time. Imagine a Yid who can't do a thing. He probably is bored out of his brain. He's busy. He's pashut busy. He's finishing shas. He made a second Siyum Hashas since he's sick. Every 6 years or so, he does about a da. He's right, he's finishing shas. This Yid is living a Gan Eden. Now, of course, physically he's living again. He told me himself. He says, "People think I don't have a life." He says, "My whole life is spiritual." He said, "I don't have a single physical thing that works. I am totally, all I have is Ruach Nes in my life." And Rav Schlesinger was saying this over. He was saying that people might look at him in the secular world and say, "Nebuch, I feel so bad to you." Again, Chalila. Of course, we feel bad for him. Adavani Shavu Fu Shalema. It's not my point. He's living a Gan Eden. When the Yitzhahara thought that this guy's finished, wrote him off, he's walking around being mechazik people at a Siyum Hashas. Everybody said, this is Netzach Yisrael. This is telling you, Yisrael ain't going anywhere. But I'd like to say the point is, what's life? So I'm going to tell you what my Rav said by this drush. I want to share with you something my Rav said. My Rav said, everyone knows that we dance by Bar Yechai, right? What do we dance? Everyone dances by Yechai. For some reason, once they start playing that song, see the Litzvik, whatever it is, everyone just starts jumping. What do we say? Nimshachta Ashrecha. They don't know where the word Ashrecha comes from, Shimon by Yechai. My Rav said an incredible thing. Open up the Gemara. Happened to be on the Lamed Gimel. Masechta Shabbos. Happened to be, of course, the Lamed Gimel, which is Lag B'Omer. Open up the Gemara, Masechta Shabbos. And you'll see a very interesting story. After 13 years in the Ma'ara, which my Rav obviously made it tzustel to this Yid, who for 13 years is Nebuch, sitting in a Ma'ari, he can't move a thing. He comes out, and his body is sitting in sand for 13 years, he has holes in his body, you know that? And his father-in-law, Pinchas ben Yair, starts washing him. His holes, the sand ate up his body. And as he sees this, he starts crying. And he says, "Oyli sharisa v'kach." Oh, it's so sad that I see you like this. And the Gemara says that as the droplets from his eyes came and went on his skin, Reb Shimon Vayichai started screaming, "Tzavach, oi!" And he tells him, "Oily, sorry to you that you saw me like this? Ashrecha that you saw me like this." Because he says, remember before I went into the Ma'ara, I would ask Akasha, you would give me 12 terutzim. Now you're asking me, Kash, I'm giving you 20 terutzim. Ashrecha sharisa v'kach. But the Gemara says he started screaming. And the Pashup Shah in the Gemara is that he started screaming because he got pain. So Schlesinger said over, he says, no. I'd like to offer a new Pashup Shah in the Gemara. He says, how come for 13 years in the Gemara he never screamed in pain? Now he's in pain? For 13 years he never had pain? He started screaming and he says, someone could see me who after 13 years, look how great I became in learning, and you're feeling bad for me? You're telling me, oi, Asherecha, you should, that you see me like this. I lived 13 years connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and I never broke. It's Asherecha. And he says, that's what we're sitting here. He said about this Yid. He says, for 13 years, he was sitting in his Ma'ara, he said. And people walk in and say, oi. He says, the oi is on us. We're running around the world, we're flying, we're coming, we're going, we're partying, gewalding. Thinking to ourselves that that's life. That's life? Life is a person that's connected. Of course, Khalil, we don't wish this on anybody. But a person who can be in a situation that has life and death hang over his head and he's sitting and learning. This is the Chizuk, Bachram. He quoted his Rebbe, Rav Kuppelman, who once told Bachram, he says, sometimes Bachram look out the window, he means figuratively, and you see the world's doing all sorts of stupid things. And you say to yourself, wow, that's a life. And he turned to the Bachram and goes, if that's life, what's death? This is what he told the Bachram. What's death? I'm kidding, my boss hates you, starving. And he says, people are looking at this yid saying, oi, oi is on us. Let's go back to how we started. How did Haman know he's over? He walks into a shir room. There's a Rebbe and Bachram that know they're dying. They're told they're dying. And Mordechai is knocking a shir. They're oblivious to what's going on. He says, oi, that's life. He sees that we're not affected. Sharing this with you because I had the chizuk this week. Someone I know personally, and I've lived through this whole thing. My mother and her are closest friends. So I live this. This Nesayrus is still going on today. Baruch Hashem, the Abish didn't give anyone the Nesayin that he gave this yid. But you do have Nesayinus. You have your own Achashverish and Haman in your life. You have your own thing that's affecting your learning. Remember what life is. The world's going to tell you life this. Why are we still around when everyone else is gone? The Greeks, the Romans, everyone's gone. Because we have the ability to hold on to the Torah. No matter what's being thrown at us. Think about the Bachrim and Mordechai Shir. So the next time you have an assignment in your life threatening to break you, just remember this year to Mr. Seiger in the concentration camp, or by Avram Dovid and Sarah Blumenweiss and Muncie, whoever you want to remember. And Chapsich too to the Torah. Hold on, remember that the Abish said, Nitzchuni b'ni, when he saw that Rabbi Shua was unfazed by anything going on, he's holding on to a Pasuk Chumash. He said, I know Klai Yisrael is going to last forever. This is Misha Nichnas Adam Mar B'Simcha. We're going to be mechazik ourselves in Torah and learning Torah, and we'll know that Klai Yisrael is here forever. Freilichem Purim.